His friend, the musicologist Bernard Jacobson, says it's not surprising that Panufnik never subjected the second quartet to one of his habitual revisions, for it ranks at once among the most vividly imagined and the most flawlessly realized of his works.